She was just coming out of the doctor's when, well, he called me while she was in the doctor's, but then she was just coming out 15 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, so... Yeah, you ordered me a sub, man. I'm hungry, but I don't feel like screwing around in the kitchen. I'm in the mood for one of them subs. I literally ordered one and waiting for it. Yeah, I screwed around with a couple handhelds here and determined this and that. The one that I was going to do for you is no good, man. It's totally dead. I think the PLL's bad in it. But the other one... had the bad final, I'm going to pull the finals out of this one, tough, and if they're good, I'm going to throw them in the other one, Roger. Yeah, I told you to keep that one, all that for parts anyways, because you got two good ones, you might as well keep that one for extra parts, you're going to need them down the road, so I wouldn't worry about it. I said, it's good for parts, yeah, definitely good for parts, so, sadly, it's a dead soldier. I mean, it ain't receiving, transmitting, or nothing, and I put the sniffer to it, and there's no RF going through it or nothing, it's dead. The PLL must have went bad, and I'll give you a phone call. I catch them at the door before they ring the doorbell and the dogs go stupid on me. But I'll give you a phone call. Yeah, there's something with this repeater too, I think. I talked to the owner or the guy that runs it earlier, and he said it's too cold to go up there on the roof and do the antenna. He ain't going up there today. So, you know, I told him I don't blame you. But anyway, yeah, I'll give you a call after I eat, okay?
Yep, works for me. Well, I'll get a hold of you later. All right. With you, 10-5-7, I'm out too. I'm out.
All right, brother. I'll give you a call later. WSFZ 793. I'm probably going to sit here and monitor while I'm messing around here, so I'm on the side.